It is one of the most active Rotary clubs, we would like to argue, in the state of South Carolina, and it's located right here in our backyard. It's the Rotary Club of Indian Land. They have a big community festival taking place towards the end of April. We're going to give you all the details straight ahead here on Palmetto Mornings, but we're going to start by introducing you to the club president of the Rotary Club of Indian Land. His name is Albert Blackman. And good morning to you, Albert.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let's first start, Albert, with what the Rotary Club is and what's the mission.
Well, the big thing about us is we're all about service. We started many, many, many years ago, and there are many service organizations out there. So we're one of the largest ones with over 1.2 million people. Yeah. And the thing that I love about Rotary is that we are truly living our motto, which is service above self. Yeah. We're always wanting to do whatever we can without looking for anything back in return. And that's a beautiful thing, and it certainly lines up with my religious, preference as well. So that's one reason I absolutely adore being a Rotarian.
What is it about the Indian Land Club that it's very active? It's been very active since it came on the map.
Yeah, it was about 2019 we started with about 20 members, and we're up to about 79 right now. So we've had a tremendous growth. Indian Land itself has been a growth mecca, which absolutely we love. What a great opportunity for us as a civic organization to pull from those citizens, whether they're business professionals, just regular citizens, or, you know, moms, dads, even kids, as far as that's concerned, because we have programs for children as well as high school, middle school, as well as college kids. So we wanted to make sure that we were doing all we could to do everything to help improve the community.
Albert, what are some of those organizations that you help, or how do you help the community of Indian Land?
That's a great question. One of the ones that I absolutely love is our Interact Club. That's for our high school students. They have this thing called a pollinator garden. You know, it draws bees, which I try to stay away from because I don't want to get stung, obviously. But it draws the butterflies, all of the pollination. So we need those bees and birds and insects to make sure that our crops are grown well. So that's one big one that we do each year, and that's the pollinator garden. And that high school organization, for instance, is about 30 to 39 high school students. Another big thing we do are scholarships. That's one of the big things that we want to do. And it's not just for USC Lancaster, which I absolutely love and adore. That's where I work. But we also, if you want to go to York Tech, you need help buying tools, we have scholarships for you to help you with that. So that's one of the things that, you know, the more community things we do as far as fundraising is concerned, the more money we can generate to do things like that in the community.
That's great.
And Albert, if folks want to get involved with the Rotary Club of Indian Land, I understand depending on where the club is located, sometimes it's a morning club, sometimes it's a lunch club, sometimes it's an afternoon club. Give us the personality and the makeup of the Indian Land Rotary Club and how folks can get involved. What does that look like?
Well, that's a great one too, Lucas, because what we're doing here in Indian Land, we have multiple options for you as far as meeting is concerned. Our primary club is the lunch club, and that meets every Tuesday at Crossridge. And that one's 12 noon to 1 o'clock. And then we added on an evening club because we found out that, you know, those educators just can't get away from the classrooms as much as they may want to. Yeah. So we have an evening club for them as well as business owners because they can't get away during the lunch hour. So we have that the first and third Thursday, and that's at Jim and Nick's at 6:30.
So they still get to eat too.
Oh, you get to eat.
That's important.
You know, not only do you get to eat at that evening club, they have a bar.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Members somehow end up staying a little bit longer. All I'm saying. And then we created a new one called a professional development program. That's designed to help our community yet again, and that what can we invest in our future leaders to make them even better leaders right here, not only in Indian Land, but the state of South Carolina. So that's one of our newest ventures, and they meet the first and fourth Thursday of the month.
And Albert, is this something, if someone's listening to this and they are living in that Indian Land area, Fort Mill area, you know, that part of our audience, if they want to come and check it out, do they have to be sponsored by a member? Can they just show up? What does membership look like?
They can absolutely just show up, but we will have a sponsor that you'll have to have someone in the club that would sponsor you. So it's really cool. That's for any of our clubs throughout the world. You can always show up just to visit to try to find out what's going on. Mm-hmm. And that gives them an opportunity to do that. Now, for us, we've got a website, Facebook, just search Rotary Club of Indian Land and you can find us for sure.
We're speaking with Albert Blackman. He is the club president for the Rotary Club of Indianland. The Indianland Community Festival is going to take place on April the 25th, so you can see these Rotarians in action. It's going to take place at the intermediate and middle school from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. This is an all-day affair. And walk us through what we can expect when we park and we're ready to go at 10 a.m., Albert, on April the 25th.
There's a little bit to do for everyone. Top of the list, food. Mm-hmm. We've actually sold out of vendors as far as the food slots are concerned, so you will have plenty of food. I can't wait just to smell, the aroma, because that's going to be really cool. In addition to that, we've got inflatables for the kids. You've got all of the vendors that you'll be able to look at crafts, go out there and buy some craft, help local businesses. We have, I think we're up to 90. I'll have to check with Robin on that one. We've got a lot of vendors out there. Just an entire parking lot. We're adding this year a dog show. So bow, wow, wow, yeah. Yippee-yo, yippee-yay. So we've got a dog show. We've got a car show this year. And, you know, the car show is kind of, interesting because they don't confirm until, the day of, because they're not going to bring their cars out if it's raining. So that's a new addition that we have. In addition to that, we've got just the regular stuff, the dunk tank, which I'm always part of, which is kind of fun. Touch a truck.
Yeah.
Again, all the food vendor, all of the entertainment. We've got local talent as well. It's a lot of fun. That's a lot of hours. Mm-hmm. So we will be filling it with a lot of fun, including a raffle. We're going to do a bunch of door raffles this year where people can come and win stuff for free. Mm-hmm. Now, not only is this whole event free, the parking's free. So the only thing you'll have to pay for would be food and armband for the kids to participate in all of the jumpy things. And it's really cheap as far as, I think it's going to be $5 for the band, and they can use it all day long.
Okay.
The bands to use the inflatables, that is.
And Albert, we know that area where it's going to take place, it is kind of tight there. Where is the parking? How do you suggest people park?
We're going to have parking not only at the elementary school, and we're going to shuttle people back, but all aside the road, that's River Road, where the middle school and the intermediate schools are located. So there'll be plenty of free parking for them.
We love that.
And the shuttle.
And then Albert, I mean, it makes sense. The Rotary Club's all about service. Why offer this? Community events like this, it will do what for example, the Indianland area?
I think the biggest thing is community pride. You have an opportunity to come out and meet your neighbors, meet business owners, meet people that are just like you, and people who are not like you. So you get to meet the entire community. So it's that strong sense of building community pride, having that prestige of being, a citizen of Lancaster County, being in the panhandle right there to Waxhaw and Rock Hill. I mean, we're right there in the middle of Mecklenburg County. All of that's right there together. So it's building that sense of community pride would be the biggest thing.
It gives you a personality too, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we have so many different municipalities and communities spread throughout our listening area, and we love to visit all of them. We love, if you live in one city, you like to go and check out what's happening in another part of your community. But this creates an identity for the Indianland community. And to your point, you see people you probably never will see once again for the whole year, except at the festival on April the 25th there.
Yes.
It's great. All right, so put on your calendar. It's the Indianland Community Festival on April the 25th. It's going to be there at the intermediate and middle school from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And this is put on by the Rotary Club of Indianland. We will continue to let you know about this date and all the fun activities as we get closer to April the 25th. But Albert, here's to a fantastic Rotary Club that you all have there in Indianland for setting the standard too. And here's to many more great events in the community.
Thank you, and a special shout out to all of our vendors, because we could not do this without them, and our title sponsor being MUSC Health. Great partners. We just have a great group of people who have the same vested interests of our community being successful. So thank you all.